Blog Talk Radio.
There's a new religion.
Man, by the time they get finished talking on this station, man, somebody gonna have an attitude. Man.
You want the edge? With them and Sanji, this ain't good management, homie. You want the edge? With them and Sanji, true facts, this reality, homeboy. You want the edge? With questions get asked. You don't know how to answer, so you mad about that. You on the edge, when buttons get pushed. You on the edge, well, let me give you a hand. You on the edge, when we discuss a lot of serious topics. True facts, no mind, so drop it. You
on the edge,
the type of questions that we ask in the lead. You shook, you on the edge, your answer better be good.
All right, you're on the edge. This is Sanji, one of your hosts today. Right now, we're just going to test some music out today. We're going to do a little listening lounge. I got Mr. Mess on the tracks. Just logged in with us. He's going to help me out with some sound checks and a little bit of engineering we're trying to do here. Mess, how you doing today?
Pretty good, and yourself?
I'm doing all right. I got some really hot tracks, some of my best friends, local artists. I call them best friends because we all get together and we just really, bond with the music and become fans of each other. So I got first one I want to play. I like the sound on this. This is Stony Mugga, Ben Ben. I'm going to go ahead on and hit the play button on here and let you check out the sound on that. And then we'll move on to some of the artists that that I know you're familiar with. Did you meet Stony?
Yeah. I met Stony.
All right, I'm gonna hit his. He's one of the first artists that sent me some music. Him and Queen Fiend. So I'm gonna go ahead on and play his, and you can listen to that. I'm not gonna play it all the way through because we got like 30 minutes. All right.
That's fine.
All right.
Shorty, I been me. Say, shorty, I. Say, shorty, you been me. Say, shorty, I. Say, shorty, I been me. And I been been. Say, shorty, you been me. Say, shorty, we been me. I say, shorty, we been me. 100. Nigga, we been me. 200. Everybody but them all, we been me. 300.
Don't do me no favors, I'm fresh from hell like them papers. Now I'm traveling state to state, the big bank got my paper. I'm on deck like a motherfucking wife. I'm showing back a letter out of my haters. There's just one thing I need them not, that I'm blessed when I'm bringing that thing. I say shorty, I been man 100, I been man 200. 300 is rare to be, but nigga it's I, 300 is me. Fuss a fine, it's nothing I see. I've been banned true sooner. But the devil is so hard to beat. Say, shorty, I've been banned on track. Mom's got too high with me. I guess I've been banned. The crack is perfect. The shit with the side of me. Say, shorty, I've been banned, yo nigga. Bitch, you ain't even know. So that book that I saw the gram. Fuck, pass your ass to the fam.
My nigga, I've been banned 300. I've been about that mess. Yo, homie, I've been banned. The problem. I've been swagging this flex. Baby girl, I've been banned that nigga. That nigga that you want to sex, say shorty, I've been been. Say shorty, I've been been. Don't get it fucked up. Don't get me fucked up. Don't get it fucked up. Don't get me fucked up. This motherfucker, I've been been a rich homie. I've been been dream chaser. I've been about cash money. I've been first. Don't get it
fucked up. I've been so Baltimore, but Baltimore ain't gave me shit. Now. But 10 years at 16, and a life is feeling like brick. Brick. I gotta do what I gotta just to put vibe a twerking with sense. Not making this up, my struggle not giving a fuck. I'm losing my sense, abusing my love. I'm losing my cool. I trust in my tool, they say I'm a fool. Bitch, my young is me fool. Never listen to rules, I'm ruling your struck. Been hotter than hell, and coming in luck.
moose out the mud. The school is nuts. I got stone in your suck. No beef with the bros. Red boy almost owns. Best for 100, we make it the home of the O's. Purple heart like a raven. City of drugs, I live for my kids. They love me for me. And I'm killing for them, scarred out to the death. I put it on Reezy. Me and you with the best since the day that you left. Niggas with stress. It's we over most, I'm meeting my coast. West top of the mall. I'm speaking my oath, I'm realer than ever. Got power like ghosts. I'm smarter than clever, chasing that treasure. Don't get a nigga wrong, I'm just speaking my life, that's why.
I've been about that mess. Yo, homie, I've been a problem. I've been swagging this flex. Baby girl, I've been that nigga. That nigga that you wanna sex, they show that y'all been. They show that y'all been. Don't get it fucked up. Don't get me fucked up. Don't get it fucked up. Don't get me fucked up. Cause motherfucker, I've been a rich homie. I've been dream chasing. I've been about cash money. I've been friends. Don't get it fucked up.
Well, all right, that was nice. That's one of my favorites. I'm not even going to lie about it. You know, I don't want nobody to get mad at me, but that is one of my favorites. What did you think about that one, Matt? I know you heard it before, but how did it sound?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that track. I've been like, that shit was hot.
Yeah, this sound quality.
I'm like that track.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I said I like that track when you first dropped the video.
Right. I just wanted to test out the sound on as far as the audio goes, and I really do like the way that sounds on here. I play it all the time. So I got one other song that I got another song I want to bring on. Let me see. This quality on this one is really hot, too. Let me see which one is it. Here we go. All right, I got Nico Bond, Miss All My Niggas. This is hot. All right, I'm about to play this one.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Nico Bond. Man, it's for everybody who got a nigga that they miss, that's dead and gone or locked down, you heard me. I swear I miss all my niggas from them ones that's locked down to them ones that's dead and gone. Wish I could make one less on call. I swear I miss all my niggas from them ones behind them gates. My niggas been gone.
It ain't
when my little bro Trayvon died, and she really hurt
really
me, man. My nigga cut
right.
Hard as steel. Fucking nigga cut bad
really
as steel.
Really
got gunned
really
down, he was only 24. Fucking we same breaking with stress and body crazy for the first 3 weeks. So when we make it, I'ma take him on a tour with me. So
that
we
right.
Can ball
that
on
right.
The fraud and flex on these haters. My nigga Mario, too. He told me put Dutch messes on his shirt.
I see you, nigga.
Boy, that's
I see
the
nigga.
Do it. Then he really smashed Dazzy. Fuck the police.
Fuck.
And we got my cousin, my mama,
up,
they both be home
up,
too.
That right.
And you know what
that
a real
right.
Nigga gon' do.
Right.
Make sure they good. Celebrate. Ain't turn up around. R.I.P. to my cousin, Lord Dan. All he did was ride the bike. And he started rapping not too long ago. And it's crazy how the niggas you ride with. I'll be the same ones that'll kill you, though. Ain't it?
And I swear I miss all my niggas. From them ones that's locked down to them ones that's dead and gone. Wish I could make one less phone call.
Call nigga,
I swear I saw my niggas from
them
ones behind them gates.
Behind
I swear I saw my niggas to them ones that ain't gone away. I swear I saw my niggas from them ones that's locked down to them ones that's dead and gone. Wish I could make one less phone call. I swear I saw my niggas
flying peace, too. Man, that shit was crazy, too.
Really
I he was talking
really
to the broad and I hate a nigga shy. And always stay with fresh whip. And then 12 got my little bro scoop. They think I'm about to roll. Rest in peace, man. She was a legend, man. And the OG said some dope boys in that B.O. Then we got my best friend, Mike. could be creep or die by snake bite when I was 12.
Damn, really
he showed
damn,
me
really
the real meaning
damn,
of the VA life. Every morning before we went to school, we was high as a kite. And free my cousin, Keon, we know you don't be your wet. Think damn, that shit was crazy. When they put my nigga, my to the rest of my bro Kwan. Be real glad when they free him.
I mean, he invited me
to a hotel party just so I could link with him. And my nigga Ty just wanted to play ball.
What up, Ty?
He had his party hard.
What up, Marcus?
And rest
what
in peace, Dick Cage Will. All she wanna do is DJ, make club mix, drink a rock off too. Come to get me, get with.
I swear, miss, I'm a nigga. I'm a nigga. I'm a nigga. I swear, miss, I'm a nigga. I swear I miss all my niggas. From them ones that's locked down to them ones that's getting gone. Wish I could make one less on call.
Come,
I swear I miss all my niggas. From them ones behind them gates.
Behind
I swear I miss all my niggas. To them ones that ain't gone away. I swear I miss all my niggas. From them ones that's locked down to them ones that's getting gone. Wish I could make one less on call. I swear I miss all my niggas.
Yeah, Nico Bonds, check him out. I tried to get Nico. Well, it wasn't a try. I got Nico was going to be one of our first guests on the show, but we were having so many technical difficulties that we had to reschedule, so I got to get him back. He's doing some big things. He's kind of one of those secretive guys that's not really telling everybody every move he makes. He tells us some of the things he's got working on, so I definitely want to interview him. As soon as we get everything up and running. What did you think about that, Mess?
Oh, yeah, that joint, I think when he performed that joint at the warehouse a little while back.
Right, we invited him in. Yeah, he's hot. That's one of my favorites, too. Everybody's my favorite, right?
At least you ain't
buying. Oh, that's my favorite, for real. Like, really, pick a side. I can't pick a side because Baltimore's got nothing but mad talent. So what can I do? You know what I'm saying? I just want
right.
to see these guys perform and see everybody shine. Because the way I look at it, if they shine, we shine all day, every day. All right, Mess. I did want to say, could you kind of like explain the importance of having that quality music? Because we need to be able to play this stuff without having, you know, to hear any static and things like that.
Yeah, well, the importance of it is
right.
You know, we all want to be in the spotlight to be recognized as a professional. You know, so even if it doesn't, honestly, it really doesn't matter who looks at it or who listens to it, but when they do hear it, they want to be, you want it to be professional regardless. So, I mean,
right.
that just basically sums it up in a nutshell. You know, you just want to be professional in everything as far as your music, especially what people's going to
right.
hear. So,
that's
if people hear it and don't think it sounds professional, then they're going to think you're not professional. Your music is who you are.
100. So, sometimes it could be just little small things that need to be tweaked because everybody don't create their music for radio. They create it, you know, and... It doesn't, like, I sat and spoke with DJ Leroy, and DJ Leroy was trying to break down some things with us, some of the artists, while we were loading our music at the RIP, the Runway show. He was saying that it's just little things that we need to tweak. It's nothing big. He was pointing out how sometimes, like, the producer might need to turn down his volume a little bit while he's recording, because if he has it up so high, it kind of, like, he was showing me some sort of a meter or something that was on his computer.
Right, it's
and
a master
color
meter
coded.
On
it. Yeah,
right,
it had some kind of color coded thing going on. And he was saying if it was a certain color, that the volume was up too high.
Yeah, well, a DJ can see that once they start playing. If it's not, if the beat not even leveled off, some DJs won't even take your music.
Right, that was my point. And he had showed, he I asked him to look at a couple of the artists that I was working with, and I'm like, what do you think about that? And he said, it was not bad. He said, the quality was good. He said, it was just one minor thing that he would recommend that the producer do, and he said that he needed to turn the volume down some. That was it. And I was just, I appreciated that constructive criticism that he gave, because I like to know what we could do to improve certain things in different songs. If it's just a small mistake that can be edited or fixed later, then no problem. All right, I learned
from the hard way.
Ha! What happened?
No, I mean, just, you know, like when I first started off making music, you know, you always want your stuff to be loud, the knock and the bang, you know what I mean? It wasn't about the mixing for me at first, you know what I mean? I didn't know too much about that. You know, I just wanted mine to knock like everybody else's knocked and sound like everybody else's sound. But then when I realized my music missed a whole lot, you know what I mean? It was missing a whole lot of, you know, little things. So once I started,
right,
you know, yeah, you know, meticulously self-teaching myself the little things of my style of music making was missing, it was easy to pinpoint as far as what I need to do to my music.
That's funny. That reminds me of something, and I'm going to talk my age a little bit. Back in the day when we used to be kids, you know, back in the day when we were young, I wish I was a kid, and everybody say, no, you remember when we were kids and we all had our little boom boxes, and we used to record from the radio, and we would put the little tapes in, and we would turn it all the way up, and then we would record
and
it, and it sounded like a hot mess.
Yeah.
Yo, I can't laugh. I have this.
Well, that's what my music sounded like when I first started making it. So,
right, that's what
feeling
we used to do back in the day. I used to carry my radio every single where. I had my father put a strap on it for me, and I would carry it like the little dude Radio Raheem and that.
Radio Raheem.
I just love music so much that I just wanted it with me everywhere. But now we got these phones, so we don't need to do the Walkmans and none of that old dumb stuff. We got the phones right in our hands with access to all types of music all over. I'm going to get into another song, and then we'll wrap it up. Look like we got, let me see where my time is. It says I got 11 minutes. This one right here is funny as ever. When I first heard the song, I was like, oh, my goodness, why is this man saying this? But then it's a place for everything. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can't always have clean music all the time. You know, sometimes you got music that's just off the chain. Now, because this is on the edge, I don't care what kind of music they send me. They can send me anything, everything. It could be clean. It could be dirty. It could be whatever. I just wanted to have good quality. Now, check this one out. This is by Evie Newman, Knoxville Entertainment, okay? I ain't even going to tell you
all
the
right
name of it. You'll figure it out.
DJ Rimzilla.
Chasing grain, I gotta get it now, then get that pussy later. I take my glasses off, and I don't see you haters. I know you out there, but bitch, I'm out there. I'm off the chain, you just a lame, it ain't no doubt there. She like my two chains, show me her titties, boy. She had a lot of dudes, but never had a village boy. Get it by any means, I'm talking Malcolm X. I got your bitches ruined, I'm talking popping next. Man, fuck the rap game, I'm in the music business. I'm serious about my money, these niggas playing with it. I know a bunch of bloods, I know a couple crips. I know some hustlers who be really out here flipping whips. Futures at the same time, past, present, and my future. I got it all sold up, like medical sutures.
Like killing people.
sexually active, make a bitch suck my penis. So she fucked up her knees like Gilbert Arenas. Not real, I'm active. I give beats that workout. Got weed, Molly, and perks. Yeah, I got that workout. Fuck work, call out. Time for a vacay. You wiped up, I made a sex tape. You Kanye, I'm Ray J. But I'm Kanye, you Ray J. You hear me? Comprende? I got that good music, but your balls empty. Only time y'all got balls when you lock down and you go to say you cry, baby, can't kill me. Sad face, tattoo tears. But your tattoo queen, we talking about you turned up. I'm gasoline that beat fire. My competition get burnt up. There is no competition. I'm fabulous, you Ray J. I'm a Xbox, red circle, you just can't play me. On your best day, in your heyday, it ain't no one out here better than not real Hugh Hefner.
All right, I guess you know what the name of that song was.
Yes, I do. He made that loud and clear.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. When I first heard that song, I was like, I like it. I like it. But I'm like, nigga, all you kill is what?
Well, you say you can't put a label on him.
Beat on it. Kill that beat the next time, man. I don't really want to care to know about what you do with pussy, because I just don't want to know anymore. I just don't. Sometimes I get tired of hearing about guys' dicks and women's pussy, but all right, whatever. It's a place for it, I guess. I think they need to do
same
this.
Same thing. Situations don't change.
I like the track, though. I ain't even going to lie. I can see you getting hyped off of it, but at the same time, I'm like, nigga, you know how when you jump into a song, and then you be like, did he just say, all I kill is beats and pussy? I don't know if I want to dance off the song right now, but I like it.
Well, he's touching two stones. He's hollering at the ladies, and he's hollering at producers. So he's killing two birds with one stone, if you ask me.
I'm looking at him like,
man,
nigga,
to put
if
his word
in your song, I'm gonna get plucked by my nigga for real. What? You dancing to what? Are you? What? All he kill is beats and pussy. What, bitch? Oh, I wasn't supposed to say B, right?
I think that's cool.
Yeah.
He killing beats and pussy. I'm pretty much sure you can say the B word.
Is that bitch right? Really? No, for real. My nigga be like, why you dancing to that song? I'm like, because it's hot. Nah, it might be hot, but it's, would you know that nigga something? Would y'all got something going on? Nah, we on the edge. It's a relationship type show that we got going on here, but we listening to some beats that kind of like would make people look at you kind of like, wait a minute. I don't know. Now, let me ask you this. Now, I do got pet peeve about guys always talking about their dicks in songs and women always talking about them throwing their A on people. And I don't know. How you feel about that? That being in songs all the time.
It's all in the creativity of the song, if you ask me. I mean, if that's that person's image, then every song is going to be about their penis or her ass or whatever the case may be. That's their image. Then that's what it's going to be about.
Right.
But as an artist, you know, being creative, that should be, okay, I'm making a song about this, and then my next creativity is going to be something different, not about the same ass I feel on a nigga on the last song. You understand? So as an artist, you know,
yeah.
I mean, me thinking as an artist, you know, you should show different levels of your creativity in your songs. And some of your perks. So that would give people, you know, all around feel of your creativity level and your mind frame. You know, you can show some of your immaturity and show some of your maturity. You know, that's just the creativity part of being
an artist. And the same thing as a producer. Like, you can make some street music. You can make some radio music. You can make some relaxing music. That just shows the people your creativity level and what your mind frame is, that they can't put you in a box. They can't say, oh, he only makes this kind of music. Oh, she only writes to that kind of music. Oh, he only raps to this. You know what I mean? People can't look at you and say, oh, he's this kind of an artist. Oh, he's that kind of a producer. You know what I mean? People can't put you in the box. All they can say was, he's a producer. That's an artist. You know what I mean? When you show different levels of your creativity.
That's true. And that's taking it to that professional level, definitely. Because somebody asked me one day, they said, oh, this guy is a music producer. And I'm looking at it like, I don't really understand when you just say music producer. I mean, what does he produce and what type of music does he produce? And she thought that I was just being dumb. I'm like, I'm really not being dumb. I actually was just trying to find out the professional level of his producing. You know what I mean? Now, if he said, oh, I just produce this and I produce that, then I know the level. But someone had intervened and they said, okay, let me break it down. This brother has produced for Beyonce. He's produced for such and such. He just started naming all these different artists, but most of them were women at the time. So now I'm thinking he's just an artist that likes to produce women. No, then he went on to further on. Then he said something about, he did some stuff for Empire. I said, okay, so that's the range that he's in. He's definitely professional, and he's out there, you know. So, but I wasn't being dumb. I was just trying to figure out, okay, I don't know this gentleman. I'm trying to figure out what you're trying to push to me, because I'm a little confused, because we got music producers everywhere.
Right.
So I get it, you know, what you're saying. And I just finished telling another artist the same thing. It doesn't matter what type of art that you're doing. So if, like, a poet or a spoken word artist is always angry all the time, she's going to be known, or he's going to be known, as the angry poet or the angry spoken word person. Spoken word artist or the poet is always nasty and talking about sex, then they're going to be known for that. So I do believe that if you want to broaden your art and your creativity, it is good to go to different levels. I like to see different levels. To be honest, I want to know why you're mad. Can you start off happy and then tell me why? I don't know. I just want to know why you're mad. Break it down. Tell me why you're mad about it. But anyway, looks like we got 60 seconds left. That's how I feel. And we got a mess on the track. I'm so happy that you came through to help me out with this. We do have an intro that I would like everybody, whoever wants to, write an intro to the On the Edge show, to go ahead on and inbox me, and we'll play it. We'll play it one intro a week. I did talk to Nemesis, and he's still interested in doing the show. He's just taking a little time out, so we'll do whatever we can do to get that back on and pop. We'll still play his intro because it's hot. It's definitely hot. And but I want to see what everybody else got going on too, that it kind of like be a little different from what he did. I don't even know if I want them to hear his version.
Right.
So what you got to say? I'm gonna go ahead on and play our intro to close this out. But you got anything to say before we leave?
No.
Bass?
All I got to do is tell them to stay tuned. We got more in store.
I know that's right. I feel like having some fun with this for real, because, you know, this is what I like to do, and I like to put together a nice little show together for us. And right now I'm a little under the weather, so I do apologize. This is just a test, but it's good enough to share. I do want to get some conversations going on for our next test, and so we'll set that up also. All right, Max, I'm going to hit us with this intro. I mean, I love it. We got more to come with that, and I appreciate you coming through.
Always, sis, always. Just let me know. You know I got you.
I know that's right. All right, here we go.
There's a new religion.
Man, by the time they get finished talking on this station, man, somebody gonna have an attitude. Man.
You want the edge with them and Sanji, this anger management, homie. When them is Sanji, true facts, this reality, homeboy. You want it? You don't know how to answer, so you mad about that. You on the edge, when buttons get pushed. You on the edge, well, let me get you a hand. You on the edge, when we discuss a lot of serious topics, true facts, no lies, so drop it. You on the edge. The type of questions that we ask in the league, you shook. You on the edge, your answer better be good.